You're listening to SBS News.
The coffin makers of northern Shanxi province have been busy. The skilled craftsmen carve ornate patterns into newly cut wood. But the time to make a coffin, combined with the huge rush in demand, has meant that at various points over the past month, these coffins have been sold out. At a nearby crematorium, they're also busy. Everyone we meet in this region who's connected to the funeral industry has been working non-stop. A man and a woman are loading huge tissue paper birds onto a small flatbed truck. They symbolise those who've died, riding on a crane into the afterlife. The woman who's made them tells us she's in no doubt what's caused an explosion of deaths here, the coronavirus.
It's not such a problem for the young, but the older people can't bear it. And here, the young people are few.
As they continue to load up the colourful Buddhist images, the couple tells us that the recent COVID outbreak has meant three times as much work for their business. We then follow the truck to where the funeral artworks are being delivered. And meet Wang Peiwei, whose sister-in-law has just died. The mother of two in her 50s had suffered from severe diabetes for 10 years and then caught the coronavirus.
She had severe diabetes. After she got COVID, she had a high fever and her organs began to fail. Her immune system wasn't strong enough to make it.
The courtyard at the family home is full of funeral ceremony decorations. Mr. Wang says that the cost of funeral arrangements has skyrocketed because of the recent speed of COVID deaths, but that they'll pay the extra money in her honour.
She was a great person. We must hold a grand event to send her off, the best we can afford.
The government has announced more than 70,000 COVID-related deaths in China's hospitals since the beginning of December. But rural areas have only sparse medical facilities, and those who pass away at home are mostly not being counted. Outside the village, a farmer drives his goats in the fields. All about, there are fresh mounds of earth, which appear to be graves, and he confirms that's what they are.
Families have been burying their elderly relatives. There are just so many.
In his village of a few thousand, he says there have been more than 40 deaths during the recent COVID outbreak. He's hoping there'll be no more in the near future.